Today is Friday, August 22nd, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Surgical Oncologist Day. It's also Never Been Better Day. Bean? Yeah, bean. I don't know what that means. B-E-A-N. It's National Tooth Fairy Day. It's National Be an Angel Day. It's National Pecan Tort Day. And last but not least, it's National Bow Day. Bow as in a bow bun, not bow as in take a bow. Speaking of taking a bow, I don't have anything to say about any of those. So I guess they didn't really add much content today other than the first 30 seconds or so of me talking. But we do have a voicemail, so that's exciting, right? Let's go ahead and play the voicemail here. Here we go.
One moment. I'm coming. I'm just getting out of the shower. Listening to your little show, and I'm just drying off here. And
yeah.
You were talking about, I don't forget the words you were talking about, but anyway, I know you were getting cold in the house. In my house, so I was just wondering, why you just didn't turn the air conditioning down? Since he's not there, I don't think Sydney, the dog, would mind if you turned the air conditioning down. It seems like it would be something else you talked about.
Yeah.
About getting old and getting cold and everything. And I don't remember what it was. So looking forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks. And thank you for calling. Well, there it is.
Bye. That was Big Fatty, everyone, for those of you who don't know. And it sounded like he was running a blow dryer or a hair dryer. We say a blow dryer, but it sounded like he was blowing a blow dryer. And that must have been what I was talking about yesterday or day before yesterday when I was talking about the fact that I now, instead of just using the towel to dry myself, I end up using the blow dryer. And I was just wondering if that was something that there's probably not been a study done I'm going to ask Alice, you know what? I don't have anything to talk about today. Let's just ask Alice and see if she knows anything about it. Hey Alice, you know, as I'm getting older, I used to always use a towel to dry myself off when I get out of the shower. And as I get older, I've started using a blow dryer to dry my body because it seems to get me drier. And I don't know, I just enjoy it more. And I noticed when I'm at the gym, I see older guys using blow dryers to dry themselves off. Is there any correlation between getting older and using a blow dryer versus using a towel for drying off?
You know, that's a fun little observation and definitely something that can bring a bit of a smile. There's not really a scientific rule that says once you hit a certain age, you must switch from towel to blow dryer, but it does seem to be a trend among some folks as they get older. Maybe it's just a comfort thing. As people get older, they find that using a blow dryer is gentler on the skin, or maybe it's just a little luxury that feels nice. Plus, it can be a bit more thorough, or just a fun change in routine. So while there's no official age rule, you're definitely not alone in that habit. Just one of those things that some people find as a comfy little life hack as they get older. Keep rocking the blow dryer if it works for you.
Okay. So upbeat and uplifting, Alice. You just, gosh, can't believe how upbeat and uplifting you are. It's great. All right. Well, we do have one other more piece of contact. And by the way, Fatty, I'm looking forward to seeing you as well. Looking forward to that trip. I'm not looking forward to the 8-hour drive because that's just a lot of time in a car. Plus, I'm going to have to say, I know Daniel listens to this show, but he just bought a new car right before I'm coming to visit. And then I'm going to be driving 8 hours at least in his car. I say that because I assume we're going to half the trip, and he wants to take this car on the trip. But it is so nerve-wracking driving someone else's car. And then you add on the top that it's a new car. And then you add on the top of that, it's a leased new car. I feel like Daniel's going to be sitting there like second guessing every move that I make in this car. And my hands are going to be just like plastered to the steering wheel the whole 8 hours. I'm a good driver, I think, but everyone thinks they're a good driver. I could be a sucky driver and just think that I'm a good driver. I was a claims adjuster at one point, which makes me a cautious driver. I will say that. So we have more contact. Leo says, hi there, long time no contact. Yeah, Leo, I know. And usually they're long too. In reference to Alice saying, I will reply some kind of way, can you just ask her to reply or answer your questions instead of giving you that little tidbit before she answers? Yes, and in fact, I did that, and now she has stopped. Well, what I did was I said, why are you doing that? I don't want you to do that. And she stopped doing it. So, glad to hear from you. Gosh, I'm feeling coffee again today. You guys, so nothing else has happened this week. I told you guys I've been struggling a little bit emotionally. I won't belabor that point. I did have a lovely therapy session today, and I had a good discussion with my boss right after my therapy session because she said, how are you doing? You know? And normally I would just be like, oh, I'm fine, because I don't want to get into a deep interpersonal conversation with my boss. Like, I don't know. It's just, she doesn't seem like the type of person who's really open for that. But I said, you know, I'm stressed because I said, I'm really having a lot of anxiety and a lot of stress and, you know, whatever. And she says, you know what? I just want to let you know that I think a lot of people are feeling stressed and anxious. She said, she said, I'm feeling stressed right now. There's a lot of changes going on, you know, and she may not know the full extent of why I'm feeling stressed, but she was really nice. She was really nice. We had a good conversation. It doesn't solve all my problems, but we had a good conversation. And I'm, you know, ending the day on a positive note. I'm going to have to take a drink. And I'm not going to edit it out. So you guys are just going to hear a pause while I take a drink really quick. So anyway, there's that. And other than that, it's just been really boring. I've been trying to find something to watch. I'm now watching Property Brothers Goes West or something. And it's just, they try to find ranches for people on, it's HGTV, but I'm watching it on HBO Max. That's the only thing that I could pay any attention to last night. And I did cook, but I just made myself a hot dog because I didn't feel like cooking, but I didn't want to go get fast food. So I just warmed up a hot dog in the microwave and air fried some French fries. All right, well, you guys are going to get a Saturday show this week. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.